قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا فرح قد جاب خواطرنا حلم يطويه تخرجنا أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامرنا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected viewers, we begin by praising Allah تبارك وتعالى. Peace, blessing, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his honorable companions, his household and those who follow him. We bring you episode 7 in this blessed month of Ramadan. We come to the 7 juz of Quran Kareem. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the para speaks about such amazing advices. One of the missing ingredient in our lives today is contentment. There's no barakah in our lives, and this is a missing ingredient. People are going into a state of depression. What are the guidelines that Islam has provided for us? We are a universal ummah, and wallahi, we share the challenges of each and every person. People are searching and looking for solutions today. People are looking for barakah in their lives today. You know, where are we falling short? You know, what are we doing? Is there something missing from our lives that Allah has taken away this barakah? When we study the prophecies of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? يَتَقَارَبَ الزَّمَانِ. Time will literally rapidly pass by. فَتَكُونُ السَّنَةُ كَالشَّهْرِ وَالشَّهْرُ كَالْجُمُعَةِ وَالْجُمْعَةُ كَالْيَوْمِ. Where a year will literally lapse and pass by like a month like a week like a day like an hour like a minute like a second. The commentators of hadith have labored in great detail, trying to understand and unpack this particular statement of the Nabi of Allah, where he said that time will literally rapidly pass by. I share with you two interpretations that the scholars have given. They say, number one, time will move at its normal pace, but the individuals of that time will be so gripped in their own misery, in their own anxiety, they will lose total focus of time. That's number one. Number two, like it comes in the narrations, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارِ. Why don't you reflect over the rapid turn of day and night, night following day, day following night? My son is born today, in the blink of an eye, he's crawling, then he's walking, he enrolls into school, he completes his matric, he goes to university, the next day he's getting married. And I begin to wonder, where are the last 20 years of his life gone to? So barakah has left our lives. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, when he made dua for barakah, it brought about such goodness, subhanallah. You know, there are multitudes of examples. When we study the life of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to his house and he made dua of barakah. So what do the scholars teach us? لو أن وليا من أولياء مر ببلد لنال تلك البلد. When a friend of Allah has to pass through any locality, he brings barakah. To invite the friends of Allah into our homes, they don't come to take away anything, they bring barakah into our homes. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bring this missing ingredient that is lacking in our lives. May Allah grant us barakah. Respected viewers, another very important lesson that we learn from the 7 juz of Quran Kareem, and many people are guilty of this, and that is the aspect of oppression. الظلم الظلمات يوم القيامة اتقوا الظلم. That do not oppress, verily that oppression will be converted into layers of darkness on the day of Qiyamah. There is an incident that has been recorded, you know, in the books, that there was an elderly woman living on a farm, and she had an animal with her, which was a source of income. She used to milk this cow and benefit herself and her family. There was a tyrant king that was passing by that locality. He snatches this cow away from this woman. He kills the cow, slaughters the cow. This woman, naturally, she was perturbed and disturbed. Someone told her that, listen, tomorrow the king will be passing by. Go stand on that bridge and make known to him your concern. If he hears you out, well and good. If not, that's the condition of a tyrant ruler. This elderly woman, she stands on that bridge and she says, I have one question to ask you. You have taken my source of livelihood. Do you want to settle me on this bridge or do you want to settle me on the bridge of Sirat? Respected viewers, do not oppress. This oppression that you mete out to others will be converted into layers of darkness on the day of Qiyamah. In the seven juz of Quran al-Kareem, in Surah Al-An'am, towards the latter part of this juz, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about the different prophets of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah, what great prophets of Allah. Every one of them were unique in their own right. But the collective attributes of every prophet was unanimously placed into the heart and the zat and the personality of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We ask Allah to bless each and every one of us till we speak to you again tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أيام الجد قضيناها وهنا الإنجاز يسامر.